This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Google, as you may or may not have heard, is attempting to take the driver out of the driver's seat. The company recently revealed its plan to begin integrating driverless cars onto the roadways in the next few years. The proposed new vehicles boast nothing more than an emergency brake and a start button. Look, Ma, no steering wheel for backup. Now, would you buy a car with no steering wheel? You think that sounds crazy? We're just getting started. Dr. Kara Cockleman is one of the nation's leading scholars on autonomous vehicles. She's a professor in engineering at the University of Texas in Austin. You think there's a potential mass market for driverless cars?
Absolutely. We're all incredibly busy. We'd love to have that time to be getting things done legally in our vehicle.
Legally, yes, indeed. But having said that, I mean, a lot of people are afraid of these driverless cars. Is that warrantless?
No. Some people do drive for pleasure. And of course, you can get nauseated if you're not paying attention
Absolutely,
to the road
yeah.
and holding on. It will take potentially a couple decades at least to have, you know, a majority of the vehicles on the road that are self-driving. Vehicles last about 15 years. The light-duty vehicle fleet lasts about 15 years on average, so that's a lot to turn over. You can't really retrofit a vehicle to be self-driving that easily. You can add a lot of smarts to it. Vehicles can talk to one another to warn one another of things, and of course, pedestrians and cyclists can also carry some of those devices to make sure that all of the smart vehicles around them are aware of their location.
But has the technology reached a point where you feel that they are genuinely safe vehicles?
Yeah, low speed, absolutely. And that's how Google's going to be introducing them. But most manufacturers can't design the way Google does. I mean, they've got top talent on board. They've got lots of money to throw at this very complex problem. And that's what they've been doing. So they're going to probably be in the lead for many years. But a lot of manufacturers have what we call level 2 driving features. And so that's lane centering devices along with adaptive cruise control. So they pay attention to the obstacles in front, and they can slow or speed to maintain a safe following distance. Mm-hmm. And we'll see more and more of that. And we'll see an evolution towards what we call a level 3 vehicle, where the driver actually can not pay attention, not be ready to take over. And then level 4, of course, is the driver can get out of that seat, and there may not even be a steering wheel on board that vehicle, like these low speed vehicles that Google will be prototyping over the coming year.
To what extent do you believe, based on the research that you've done, what sort of impact do you imagine these driverless vehicles having?
It can go either way. So
either
things
way.
Can get worse, absolutely. If more and more people find it easier to drive or to not drive, to be driven around, send their children and their parents around potentially. So it'll depend on the regulations and the laws. And I think we're going to need some pretty stiff road management decisions made. And this would be things like road pricing, but you could make it a credit-based road pricing.
Road pricing.
Right. So variable pricing to hit at the peaks during the day so that traffic keeps moving. You don't get a bottleneck like we often see at our bridges and other important points in the system of roadways.
Dr. Kara Cockleman is one of the nation's leading experts on autonomous vehicles. And guess what? She's right here at the University of Texas at Austin, where she's a professor in engineering. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.